Now let's look. I'm reading verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron, and unto his sons, and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded, saying. Now these instructions were not for Moses and Aaron alone, and they were also for the sons of Aaron, but also they are for the entire nation of Israel. Why? Well, I think the reason here is obvious. Because God now reaches into the personal and private lives of the people. He not only made a difference between clean and unclean animals, which we saw back in chapter 11, but he put down the regulations by which they were to eat the clean animals. The lives of his people are to be different from the heathen round about them. That's important to see. Now, we'll come to that in the next chapter also. I want to read verses 3 and 6. What man soever there be of the house of Israel that killeth an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bringeth it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer an offering unto the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, blood shall be imputed unto that man. He hath shed blood. And that man shall be cut off from among his people to the end that the children of Israel may bring their sacrifices which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them unto the Lord, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, unto the priests, and offer them for peace offerings unto the Lord. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savor unto the Lord. Now, I can well hear now some people saying, well, what in the world is he talking about here? This is another one of these very strange laws, and it seems that he's talking about sacrifice again. No, actually, that's not what we're talking about here. These are not ceremonial offering of sacrifices. And when you look at this carefully, it reveals that these animals for food for God's people. And God was demanding that they bring him to the dinner table and by this token shut out heathen gods. Friends, this is very important to see. If God's people today could get squared away on one thing, that you do not approach God except through Jesus Christ, and that on the basis of his shed blood. There is all of this lax and loose thinking about God today. God is only approached as a holy God, and we only come as sinners to him. Now, my friend, when you have that great chasm between, you have to have something to bridge it. And you and I just don't have enough goodness to do it. Even if you were a long fella, you couldn't reach across it. You and I can't bridge it. The only thing that will bridge it is the one who came from heaven's glory and died on the cross for us and made a way. And he says, I'm the way, and that no man cometh to the Father but by me. Now, why this? Why was God so strict about this? If they were going to have a lamb for dinner tomorrow night, they had to bring it to the door of the tabernacle to slay it. And somebody might say, well, I didn't want all my neighbors to know I was having company and I'd left somebody else out. I forgot to invite my mother-in-law, and I don't want to bring it to the door of the tabernacle. God says, you bring it to the door of the tabernacle. And it's because of their background. You see, among the heathen that were round about them, the meat was offered to an idol before it was eaten. God was putting up a roadblock to hinder his people from taking the long road to idolatry, spiritual darkness, and judgment. You see, they've just come out of Egypt. And these people were idolatrous in Egypt. And somebody's going to say, why, you don't mean that, that they were idolatrous in Egypt. Well, I thought they were down there. Though they were in slavery, they were serving the living and true God. Don't you believe it, friend? They were as bad as the Egyptians. I've said before, God didn't redeem them because they were superior or they were serving Him. He said, I've heard their cry, and I remember a covenant I made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God says, I don't forget what I promise, and I always make it good. And somebody says, are you sure they were in idolatry? Well, let's let the Word of God answer that. Now, if you would turn over to the 20th chapter of Ezekiel at verse 6 and listen carefully, here's something that is amazing. Ezekiel is reviewing their history. In the day that I lifted up mine hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I had espied for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. Then said I unto them, cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. Oh, you see, God told them to get rid of their idols before they left Egypt. Listen to him. I am the Lord your God, but they rebelled against me and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. My friend, God says they were idolaters in Egypt. What do you say? Well, I don't know what you say, but I say they were idolaters in Egypt. Now, what God is attempting to do is to break them from that long, sordid background that they had down there in the land of Egypt. And he's doing it because they worship every kind of animal, and always the shedding of blood and the offering of the meat was used in idolatry. And you'll never understand what Paul is talking about in 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, and again in the 10th chapter. You see that at that particular time, the Corinthians were idolaters. They brought their meat and offered it, their animal, and offered it to the idol. They just left it there a little while. Then that meat was taken into the temple and sold in the meat market there. And frankly, if you wanted to get the best filet mignon of the day, you got it in a heathen temple. You didn't get it at the local supermarket. In fact, that's where it was. The supermarket was in the temple. Israel had been so schooled by that time that a pious, godly Israelite said, I don't want that. And when they were converted, why, they didn't like to go eat with a converted Gentile that didn't mind taking the meat out of a heathen temple. Well, this, you see, is the background of that.